Fritzberg and BloodandFaith.com. It's the 4th of April, 2024. What would I do? What would you do with the Jews? What would you do with the Jews if you could do anything you wanted to with the Jews? Clearly, I've spoken a lot about the Jews, and I've called them the devil's children. I've called them the synagogue of Satan. I've called them hostile to all men. What would I do with them? If I was God and I could do anything I wanted to do with the Jews, what would I do with them? Well, I'm not. Luke 19:27. Jesus Christ said, hey, listen, bring these people that did not want me to rule over them and slaughter them. Slaughter them in my presence. That's what Jesus Christ says. I would never do that because I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not God. I wouldn't call Jews anything worse than what Jesus Christ called the word. Never, never. I would never call the Jews anything worse than Jesus, what Jesus Christ called them. The devil's children, the synagogue of Satan, liars, imitators of their father, who's a murderer and a liar from the beginning. I wouldn't call them anything worse than that. And I certainly wouldn't call them anything better than that. I wouldn't do anything worse to them than they're doing to other people. I wouldn't do anything worse than driving them out of other people's lands, like the Jews have driven out the folks on the West Bank. I wouldn't do anything worse than that to them. No. No, no, no. I wouldn't do anything worse to them than blowing up the fourth oldest church on the planet, which is what the Jews did. And they just shrugged their shoulders. So, yeah, so what? What are you going to do about it? As they drive people off the lands that they want, cover it for themselves. No, I wouldn't do that. I'd give them their own country. They want their own country. They can have their own country. I don't care what they call it. Call it Khazaria. I'd insist they change the name. Don't call it Israel anymore. They're frauds. They're identity thieves. The Jews are identity thieves and they're frauds. They claim to be the children of Israel. They are not the children of Israel. And even if they were, so was Judas Iscariot. Doesn't make him a good man. Doesn't make him a righteous man. Doesn't make him a son of God. Doesn't make him a chosen one. Sad thing is, Judas Iscariot actually was called and chosen. And that's not a warning to the Jews. That's a warning to the preachers and the pastors. Called and chosen by God, anointed by God to heal the sick and cast out devils and preach the good news. And at the end of the day, Judas Iscariot sides with the Jews. He sides with the Jews. The biblical definition of treason is siding with the Jews. You think the Jews in Israel would let us build Christian churches over there? Oh, nope, I guess they wouldn't. So I wouldn't do anything worse than that. I wouldn't do anything worse than forbid them to have any synagogues in my country. Can't build churches in Israel. I would never let them spread their poisonous ideas. They don't let the Christians preach the gospel and convert people over there in the state of Israel. I wouldn't call them anything worse than what Jesus Christ called them. I wouldn't call them anything better either. I think anybody that sides with the Jews has sided with Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot made a choice. He wanted to be friends with the world. He made himself an enemy of God, James 4:4. He went to those who had long tried to murder Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, look, read the book of John over and over and over. He says, why are you trying to kill me? You are trying to kill me. He said this to the Jews. The Jews are the one that committed the unforgivable sin. Okay, the Jews did this. People wonder, you know, young people wonder, did I commit the unforgivable sin? I did the same sin, you know, 49 times. Surely that's unforgivable. No, no. The Jews committed the unpardonable sin. The Jews committed the unforgivable sin. They blasphemed the Holy Spirit on two counts. One, they accused the Holy Spirit of being Beelzebul. They looked at Jesus Christ and said, you're casting out demons by the power of Satan himself. That was the unforgivable sin. They blasphemed the Holy Spirit. Count number two. The conception of Jesus Christ occurred by the power of the Holy Spirit in a virgin woman. And they blasphemed the Holy Spirit when they said that he was a product of fornication. These sins will never be forgiven. They can never be forgiven, not in this life and not in the next life. So that's what I think about the Jews. I wouldn't treat them any worse than they treat the folks in West Gaza. Gaza, whatever it is, West Bank. Fourth oldest church in the world they bombed, destroyed, utterly destroyed, full of innocent people. But okay. I wouldn't call them anything better than what Jesus Christ called them. Jesus Christ called them the devil's children. John 8:44. Jesus Christ called them liars. Revelation 2:9. Revelation 3:9. He called them the synagogue of Satan. They're frauds. Jews are identity thieves. They're not the offspring of Israel. They're not the offspring of Jacob. Why do you think they call them Ashkenazic Jews? Why do you think they call them Edomite Jews? They're frauds. Donald Trump's daughter became a Jew. Now she's a Jew, and now all of a sudden she's God's chosen because, shamefully, she denounced Jesus Christ, denounced her long, centuries-long Christian heritage to be friends with the world. If Biden all of a sudden went and got converted to a Jew, are you going to call him a Jew now? He says if he could convert, he'd absolutely be a Jew. He said that. Goes around and wears his little skull cap. He says he's more Jewish than a lot of Jews. That ought to be a shameful thing. It is a shameful thing. Siding with the Jews is to join the synagogue of Satan. Siding with the Jews is to side with the enemies of Jesus Christ. I'm not sorry. That's the truth. Jesus Christ was very clear. Bring these people into my and that didn't want me to rule over them and slaughter them in my presence. What do the Jews say? We have no king but Caesar. Crucify him. Let his blood be on us and our children forever. These people that run around and call themselves Jews, they're frauds. They're liars. They're fakes. They're identity thieves. They're Satan's little babies. They're Satan's own children. 1 Thessalonians 2:14 through 16, the Jews are hostile to all mankind. They murdered the prophets. They murdered Jesus Christ. They prevent people from hearing the gospel so that they can be saved. The wrath of God has come upon them even to the utmost. So what do you do with the Jews? What do you do with the Jews? Hey, they can have their own little piece of dirt somewhere. I've got no objection to that. Then they bomb the fourth oldest church on the planet. That they lie and they cheat and they steal. I have never read the Talmud. I've read snippets of it. It's very dark. The Talmud is their holy book. They'll tell you it's the Torah. It's not. They're liars. Jesus Christ looked at the Jews. He says, listen, if you all believed in Moses, you would have believed in me. So anybody who says that they believe in the Torah, they're liars. They're liars, and they've sided with the Jews. Jesus Christ said, if you had believed in Moses, you would have believed in me. But they don't, and they're not going to. They're not going to. They're not going to believe in Jesus Christ. These people, they're fraud. They're liars. They're the synagogue of Satan. Their ancestors converted to Talmudic Judaism. Jesus Christ said that those that convert to Judaism become twice the sons of hell as those who originally converted them. There's a lot of famous people running around the world today that converted to Judaism, whose ancestors were not Jewish at all. I think what the church needs to do is speak the way that Jesus Christ spoke about the Jews. They're hostile to all mankind. They do what their father does. They lie. They lie. They lie. John 8:44. You do the works, you do the deeds of your father. People say, oh, there's evil in the world. It's just the devil. No, the devil has a church. It's called the Jews. The devil has a synagogue. It's called the Jews. Oh, I look forward to when the church wakes up for this. And I look forward to when the church wakes up the rest of the world for this. I probably won't be around to see it, and that's okay. You know, nobody grows younger as time goes on. I don't look at anything as a short-term problem. Everything's a long-term problem. Church is in deception. The Christian church is deep, deeply into deception. to go out and absolutely 100% contradict Jesus Christ on the status of the Jews. I mean, that will be an awkward conversation on the judgment day for these preachers and pastors that say these things. I mean, the Word of God's there. It's not like y'all don't have the Bible. It's not like you don't have the Bible. You have the Bible. There's no third temple. There's no third temple. There's no third temple going to be built that has anything to do with God. It's going to be a temple to Satan because they are the synagogue of Satan. We've already come to Mount Zion. Hebrews, book of Hebrews. We've come to Mount Zion. 1 Peter. We're a holy race. We're a holy nation. We're a chosen race. Who? Those of us in Jesus Christ. We're covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. They've rejected it. You want to solve some problems in the world? Okay, you can cast out the devil. How about casting out the devil's children? How about casting out the devil's people? How about ceasing to grovel before them and ceasing to tell the world that they're somehow victims? When they rule the world, they rule the world. Come on, they rule the world. I'm not going to get all excited about it. Banks, Hollywood, press. They're supposedly 2% of the American population, and they got more wealth than any other group. Got more influence in politics and the press and Hollywood, and the university systems for sure. And these silly Christians, they go out there and say, oh, this is God's blessing on them. No, it's Satan's blessing. Satan has the power to bless them. Satan offered the blessing to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, stick it. Satan says to Jesus Christ, look, just bow down and worship me. I got the power. I'll give you control of all the nations of the world and all the glory, all the wealth that pertaineth thereto. Jesus Christ said, nope, I won't. So what happens? Satan uses his children to murder Jesus Christ. He gives that wealth and power and control over the nations to his own synagogue, his own people. Now, there's this theory out there that someday the Antichrist is going to show up. Could be. The Antichrist is a singular person, just some dude, right? John says the Antichrist has been around for 2,000 years. 1 John, 2 John, been around for a long, long time. And my point is this. The Jews 100% fit the definition of Antichrist in the Holy Scriptures. 100%. That's their core value. Their core identity is rejecting Jesus as the Christ of God. That is the definition of Antichrist. But let's say that some dude's supposed to show up someday. Just some dude. His name's, you know, whatever. Fred. Sorry, Fred's out there. If you can't stand up in name and defy and revile the Antichrist in our midst today, you're never going to defy the Antichrist that's coming. If that Antichrist comes, if you bow down and you grovel before an entity that is clearly Antichrist, you will bow down and grovel before a future Antichrist, a theoretical Antichrist. I've surmised that the 666, corporate mankind, corporate man, a corporate identity, not a singular person. Whoa, democracy, our democracy. It's funny, the more they talk about the democracy, the more it should be obvious that nobody voted our way into this. Nobody voted for Agenda, what is it, 2030? Nobody voted for that. Nobody voted for open borders. Nobody voted for mass invasion of the United States. Nobody voted for homosexual marriage. Nobody voted for trannies in your local library. Nope. Nobody voted for any of this stuff. Nobody voted to ban the Ten Commandments from the walls. This is the influence of the synagogue of Satan. It is said that the church is the body of Christ. It is said that the Christian church is the body of Christ. Yet Satan has a synagogue, according to Jesus Christ. What makes you think that members of his synagogue are somehow good? I've posted a number of memes, and they're all over the place. Quotes from Jews, about who they are and what they believe in, and they're utterly hostile to all mankind and Antichrist. The Bible clearly, the New Testament is 100% contrary to those who call themselves Jews. And the Jews will tell you this. That's why they worked so hard to convince the church to reject the plain reading of the scriptures. Of course, this is what they did with Moses, too. This is what they did with the books of Moses. They said, yeah, we don't like what Moses had to say, so we're going to come up with our own traditions. Mark chapter 7 talks about this, 7 or 8. Matthew chapter 15 talks about that. The Jews want to talk about their traditions, and Jesus says, no, I don't care about your traditions. I care about the law of Moses, the law that Moses gave. And the Jews came along and said, well, we don't like all that stuff. You know, we murdered the prophets. We don't believe in what Moses said. We have a new tradition. And eventually they wrote it down. It's called the Talmud. I'm afraid the Christian church has gone the same way. We said, well, we don't really like Jesus 1.0. He's really mean, if you really actually read what he said. I mean, you know, you'd think Jesus was a Nazi, calling the Jews the devil's children, calling the Jews liars and frauds in the synagogue of Satan, saying that the converts to Judaism are twice the sons of hell as the people that converted them. That sounds like a Nazi, doesn't it? Sounds like a fascist. Sounds like an anti-Semite. Sounds like Jesus Christ. And I want to sound like Jesus Christ. I want to say what Jesus Christ said. The Jews know this. The Jews know I'm right. They absolutely know I'm right. This is why they murdered Jesus Christ. This is why they murdered the prophets. They're anti-Christ. Nothing can change that. All your little inner faith coalitions can't change this. Christians United for Israel, whatever these things are. Judas Iscariot United for the Jews. That's all it is. Judas Iscariot United for the Jews. And all these Christian pastors join the fraternity of Judas Iscariot, uniting to support the Jews who are Antichrist because they want to be friends with the world and they don't want to be called racist or anti-Semitic or Nazi. They're terrified. They're terrified of these names. And Jesus Christ said, hey, listen, dude, hello. If they called me Beelzebul, what do you think they're going to call you? All right. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.